Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 6:35 first pitch tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. Start of a three-game series at the Diamond tonight. We're now joined in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by right-hander Kieran Lovegrove. First season in the San Francisco Giants organization. Previously spent your entire career with the Cleveland Indians organization. Akron Rubber Ducks, a Cleveland Indians affiliate. Had the chance to pitch against them this past weekend. What was that experience like?
It's incredible to actually get to see those guys again on the other side of the field. We do inter squads and all that, you know, during spring training and instructs. But when you actually have a game that really means something and it's on the line and you're facing your former team, it's a lot more fun. And they know me. They know I'm a guy who loves to throw fastballs. So, of course, I went out there and threw a ton of off-speed pitches against them. You know, I know their scouting reports well and they know mine. So it's just a little bit more of a cat and mouse. It was a lot of fun to go out there and get after those guys again.
Who are you most looking forward to face?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'd say, honestly, Kai Tom. He's just always been a tough out for me to get in, you know, the inner squads we've done, and he's a tough batter against guys who can who have a little bit of velocity. So, you know, when we were out there in Akron, he got me with a single to left, and when we were back here a week ago, I got him with a strikeout, so... Hopefully we get to try that again in a couple months.
Rubber Ducks were here at the Diamond last weekend. You guys were in Akron this past weekend. Got a chance to catch up, not just with some of your former teammates, but specifically a couple of your former catchers, Logan Ice and Lee Jen Chu as well. What are the conversations like with a former catcher?
Pretty friendly. So Chu and I played together from short season up through parts of AA last year. And he's just one of the best teammates I've had, one of the nicest guys. He's always got a smile on his face, always brings his humor to the clubhouse. So it's just nice to get to catch up with him and see how he's doing. Ice and I were talking about a couple of the pitches that may or may not have been strikes in the game, but it's good to get to see them and see that they're doing well.
Chatting here on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve with Kieran Lovegrove. You're now in your first season as a member of the San Francisco Giants organization. How did all that come to happen this past offseason?
So... as I became a free agent in the beginning of November, we fielded some calls from quite a few teams, and it was really just a matter of me narrowing down where I wanted to spend potentially the next 7 years under team control. You know, it came down to three teams, and the Giants just kind of kept coming to the top as the best place for me to be in going forward in my baseball career. It's been an adjustment. There's been a lot of moves within the organization, even since I've gotten in late November. New personnel in the front office, and it's, you know, everyone's kind of going to, I hope, you know, grow together and build a championship, not just ball club, but organization.
What's the biggest difference between, or biggest challenge in joining a new organization? What's the biggest difference in philosophy that you've noticed?
I don't know that there's an enormous change in philosophy so much as there's a change in player culture. There was a very understood hierarchy with the Indians that, you know, is maybe not made its way here yet. So it's different for me. And also, you know, my personality can be very loud and boisterous, and sometimes that doesn't always mesh with everyone else. So it's people getting to understand what my personality is like and vice versa, me understanding them as well.
When you're working with new fielders behind you, new catchers behind the plate, what goes into making sure that all runs as smoothly as possible?
That's just open communication. That's not being afraid to tell your teammates you know, how you're feeling about something. If you maybe have an issue with pitch calls or usage, it's just a matter of being able to have a conversation that is constructive. I think that's the number one thing, is being able to openly talk with your teammates about how everyone around you can get better.
Talking with Kieran Lovegrove on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Flying Squirrels and Rumble Ponies get started at 6:35 tonight. Right-hander Brandon Lawson on the mound for Richmond. He's going against the right-hander Harold Gonzalez for the Rumble Ponies. Kieran, every pitcher has stuff that they work on throughout the season, stuff that they're trying to get better. What's that been for you in bullpen sessions and on the mound this year?
Yeah, we've had a few kind of unlucky injuries that have maybe derailed the season to this point. Which is, you know, causing the arm to creep up and for the eyes to kind of lose their target. So the main things for me are very simple. It's just keep your eye on where you want to throw the ball. I know it sounds like a really elementary thing to think about while pitching, but sometimes your eyes drift up or they drift down. Just making sure that you're maintaining that, you know, eye-to-glove connection. And then for me, it's throwing from my natural lower arm slot and not trying to force anything to make a ball do something extra special. I know from a number standpoint, my pitches are in the top range of what pitches can be. So just being able to go out and trust that they're going to do exactly what I need them to do.
How do you know where your pitches, I guess, rank of where they can be?
So using Rapsodo and TrackMan, which I got a lot of experience with the Indians, I came to understand that my fastball's spin efficiency is up at, you know, 97 to 100%. So it spins very true, and that will allow it to stay on plane and have that extra ride to get over bats, which can generate a lot of swing and miss. As for the curveball needs to be thrown kind of relaxed. I can't try and force it to spin. I just have to let my natural arm speed create spin. And the changeup plays off the fastball about as well as it can. So it's just a matter of really going out there, throwing them with 100% confidence, and not worrying about what happens once the ball leaves my hand.
When you're on the mound, how do you kind of balance the things going on in your head, whether it's making sure that curveball's relaxed, knowing what the spin rate of your fastball is, making sure your eye level doesn't change? How do you balance all of those factors and then just execute each pitch?
The best way to balance them is to make sure that the work that's going into to training all that is being done in the bullpens and in the throwing programs. Out there on the mound, I really try and avoid thinking as much as possible because it can get me into trouble. It can tighten up my body. It can, you know, cause me to not focus on what I have to do, which is getting an out. So that's where that trust factor comes in, of just going out there. I put in the work, I put in the time, you know, let everything ride, and more times than not, it should be a positive outcome.
Well, Kieran, we've enjoyed watching you pitch so far. Glad to have you with the Giants organization. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Binghamton on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now 105.1 FM.